The Broncos Blitz Podcast with Ronnie K, presented by Tap 14. Analysis and commentary to help you get your Broncos fix during the offseason. Subscribe on iTunes or Google Play, or listen on demand anytime in the Mile High Sports mobile app.
Welcome to the Broncos Blitz Podcast. My name is Ronnie Court. You can follow me on Twitter at Ronnie K Radio. That's at R-O-N-N-I-E, the letter K, radio on Twitter. Going to talk a little bit about, well, a preview, per se, of the Broncos Chargers. A big game coming up this weekend, of course, in the AFC West. Not so much for Denver anymore, as, well, you really kind of look at it as this season has turned for the worst after their loss to Houston, but they do get the bye week to recoup. We'll talk a little bit about what a win or a loss would mean when it comes to the Denver Broncos and their draft position. We'll also talk a little bit about the Chargers and what Denver would need to do in, well, to get a win on the road in a home game, maybe. We'll see. Coming up on the Broncos Blitz Podcast, but first, our friends at Tap 14, 1920 Blake Street, just a hop, skip, and a jump away from Coors Field. 70 Colorado beers on tap, 100 Colorado distilled spirit. Chef Andrea Varela and a locally sourced rotating seasonally fare is just tremendous. Be sure to check it out over there at Tap 14, 1920 Blake Street, just a hop, skip, and a jump away from Coors Field. Now, for the Broncos, of course, at 3-6, they will travel to L.A. and take on that high-octane offense of the Chargers. Now, the Chargers, just about in every offensive category, ranking in the top 10. They are tied for 7th in the turnover margin. They are tied for 3rd in yards per play, 10th in points per game at 26.7. They got a good running game, and of course, on offense, Phillip Rivers pulling the trigger has been very good this year. So certainly, there are several offensive threats that the Broncos will have to worry about. Of course, on the run game, Melvin Gordon, a big problem. 600-plus yards, nearing 700 so far on the season. He is the leading rusher coming into the game between both teams, so certainly a threat there with Melvin Gordon. And, of course, you have Keenan Allen, Ty Williams, and Gordon as well in the receiving game, a little bit more active. And, you know, Melvin Gordon's been one of those guys that we've all believed. I think those who follow teams inside the AFC West, because you could see this guy's talent when you even play him twice a year. And then, of course, several of those who are in L.A. following the team, that you could see this guy's talent. You could see this guy was going to be a very good player. He just had to stay healthy. Well, looks like we're kind of getting over that hump, and certainly has been a very effective player for the Chargers so far this year. Now, Denver, of course, coming in, they've got their offensive spurts as well, too. They are inside the top 10 as far as yards per play and rushing yards per game. Now, big here, and this is where I think Denver's first key of the game per se starts, is Denver's really got to control the clock. And it's funny because I always think of a name in Peyton Manning when I say controlling the clock, because the best defense is a good offense, or at least a clock controlling offense. And then look, I'm not trying to put Phillip Rivers and Peyton Manning in the same realm, but I always think of it as, if a team's got that good offense coming in, that's exactly what LA has here, as most of their statistics in that top 10. And of course, they got some very good offensive threats. We just talked about them. Denver's defense is not stopping them. This is a Denver defense that, as far as the secondary goes, is quite depleted. Now, of course, they're going to be healthy coming into this game. They're going to have several players back, which is a big, big pro. By the way, I do have that Wednesday practice report where Brandon Marshall, Demonte Thomas were not practicing. However, Deshaun Hamilton, Royce Freeman, Bradley Roby, as well as Joe Jones, they were all limited. Darian Stewart was a full with that neck stinger that he was out for prior to the bye week. But generally, most of these guys quite healthy. Brandon Marshall, we'll see what happens. But certainly for the Broncos, their defense is depleted as far as talent goes. And this is a Denver defense, I think, that they expected more out of Bradley Roby, and they're certainly just not getting it. Now, I've said this on the podcast prior. You can go back to those August ones where I said, don't trust Bradley Roby at that number two corner position. And certainly it has really been one of the cases of Chris Harris Jr., and everybody else. Now, for the Broncos, of course, well, you may be excited for the Broncos game coming up this weekend because a win would, you know, it's always good to see. I think if you're a Broncos fan, you're always rooting for a win, right? You're always rooting for a win at 3-6. It's been a tough season, but what would it do? What would it do for draft status? Well, I'll tell you. Because this weekend, a loss would actually put them in very good position to potentially snag a top five pick. Now, as it stands, if the season was to per se end today, Denver would essentially pick eighth. Now, they are in a tie for that eighth spot, and they're in the second tiebreaker status as far as strength of schedule right now. Their strength of schedule at 527, but this is a Denver team that could easily hop Detroit in Buffalo. The Jets, they have a tougher back end of that schedule. So if you're looking at it, this is actually a Denver, well, this is a Denver team that it would be better if they lost long term. If you're a looking long term type of guy, a loss or two here, and all of a sudden Denver is potentially picking inside that top five again in a season that, let's face it, they are not going to reel off seven in a row. Okay, they're not going to get to 10 wins. They're probably not going to get to 8 wins regardless as well. And so a loss, a couple other things, and you continually kind of follow that track, Denver could very well be, as they are only one game out of actually the number 2 pick. The number 3 pick is San Francisco right now at 2-8, holds that number 2 pick. Giants 3, Arizona 4, and the Jets round out that top 5. So actually a lot of the names that you saw last year, very much in that same pool this year. It's the Broncos Blitz Podcast, of course, presented by our friends over there at Tap 14. 1920 Blake Street, just a hop, skip, and a jump away from Coors Field. 70 Colorado beers on tap, 100 Colorado distilled spirits as the Broncos get ready to face the Chargers at Rocket Field. Or I guess I should say Roque Et. I don't even know what that is. At StubHub Center over there in LA. Is this a home game for the Broncos? Because remember, the last time, even last year when Denver was a poor team, there was a lot of blue and orange over there in those stands when it comes to a road game against the Chargers. So certainly we'll see if the Broncos country travels well for Denver. Another one of the keys to the game, I think, for Denver is special teams. And the special teams has been such a struggle for Denver here. Denver has been one of the worst punting teams in the league this year. They have been awful, from Marquette King to Colby Wattman. And flipping that field is oh so crucial because, again, that Chargers offense is so strong, and they are capable of driving 70-plus yards, nonetheless 40. Giving them short fields would just be absolutely brutal. And this does kind of go hand in hand with another key of the game that I have for him, and that's turnovers. Denver is not only needs to at least be even keel on the turnover game, they've got to win the turnover battle when it comes to this San Diego. I'm going to try to go the whole podcast without saying it fully, without even noticing. Although I really wouldn't know, I guess, unless I listen back to the podcast again, if I actually said San Diego. Well, of course, we all mean LA. It's funny, you know? It's like all these teams, they change everywhere. It's the LA Rams. It's the LA Chargers. LA, 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 LA. So, but anyways, to get back to it, turnovers. If Denver can force a turnover to here and there, maybe one of those strip sacks, of course, that pass rush getting in there, all of a sudden, now you're a team that can play spoiler. Remember, this is a divisional game, and I think a lot of individuals would agree that divisional games are kind of those different feels because you know the other opponent so well. You know the one-on-one battles a little bit better. So a team like Denver, who, you know, let's face it, this is a Denver defense that has struggled over the past couple weeks, certainly can get it back into gear, but they know their one-on-one battles, especially those guys up front. Derek Wolf, Domata Peko, Adam Gotsis, they've had opportunities and cracks at the LA Chargers multiple times in their Broncos career. That gives them that advantage. Now, of course, on the flip side, you could say the same thing about those LA Chargers. So certainly, one of those matchups with the different dynamic. Now, a couple things to watch for in the game. Just a couple notes. Chris Harris Jr., of course, the fine, fine cornerback. He's got 77 career pass defenses, or career passes defended, I guess I should say, or defensed. He needs one more to tie Steve Atwater and Tyrone Braxton for third most since the statistic was tracked since 1994. He also needs an interception to become the only NFL player with multiple interceptions in each of the last seven seasons. Going back to special teams, Adam Jones, he needs 53 punt return yards to become the 39th player in NFL history to reach 2,000 career punt return yards. And then, of course, Von Miller. It seems like we're talking about Von Miller in just about every single game. I mean, we could just list off all the accolades. He needs one sack to join Reggie White and DeMarcus Ware as the only players with 10 sacks in 7 of their first 8 NFL seasons in NFL history. He needs one sack to tie Henry Thomas, who sits right now at 93.5 for 42nd on the NFL sack list. And then, of course, he needs one sack to reach 100 for his career. That includes the postseason. And he would become the 5th fastest player to reach that mark among those who have it in their career from the 80s on. So certainly, I mean, we've talked about the accolades before, but with Von Miller, certainly just an absolute talent. So lots on the line for this Broncos game. Look, I know everybody wants to talk about how this season's over and blah, blah, blah. And look, there is still positives to look forward to, but this Denver Broncos offense needs to get the running game going. We've seen it in the past where the running game just, for whatever the reason why, I don't get it. It just seems like it gets ignored. I just don't get it. And I would like to see them go back to that. Want to see the Broncos go back to controlling the game. And then when you have those opportunities to take that play action, that rollout, and those deep shots, do it. And allow the game to kind of naturally flow in your favor, because then you're controlling the clock, you're keeping the defense off the field, and then hopefully you are affected in many of those ways, or effective, I should say. And look, this is a LA Chargers team that is not amazing on defense. This is a team that's very mediocre throughout many of their statistical categories. They do have a couple sack artists that can really be effective between Rochelle, James, and Ingram, but certainly this is no Denver Broncos defense as far as a pass rush goes. So Denver can be effective. We'll see how it goes. Lots to talk about in this Broncos Blitz podcast. Of course, just kind of going over it and previewing the game. Of course, be sure to check me out on Twitter at Ronnie K Radio. That's at RONNIE, the letter K, Radio on Twitter. And then always, always on MileHighSports.com, where we have great written stuff from Justin Michaels to Rich Kurtzman, TJ McBride, myself, Sean Drotar, Zach Seegers. A lot of good stuff over there at MileHighSports.com. Strongly encourage you to go check it out. And, of course, it's a daily Broncos Blitz podcast. So for breakdowns, podcasts, player interviews, head coaching interviews, discussions, debates, be sure to go check it out at MileHighSports.com. That's it for the Broncos Blitz podcast presented by Tap 14, 1920 Blake Street. Big thanks to them. Appreciate them so, so very much. Be sure to go on over there, 1920 Blake Street. Get the nachos, get the burger, and then, of course, as I always say, get the candied bacon. Be sure to do that at Tap 14, 1920 Blake Street. Hop, skip, and jump away from Coors Field. It's the Broncos Blitz podcast. Be sure to check it out at MileHighSports.com for a complete archive of the previous podcast. It's MileHighSports.com. MileHighSports.com. See you, y'all.